Man God, Black God, Faith of Our Fathers. Marcus Garvey, known and lionized throughout Jamaica for his aggressive and influential organizing of the Black American community in support of the Universal Negro Improvement Association, the African Communities League, and his publication of the boldly nationalistic Negro World Weekly, was seen by Jamaicans not only as a son of the soil who made good, but as a genuine radical prophet whose words steered the hearts and spirits of millions. His UNIA boasted a national membership of some 2 million and addressed almost every facet of Black experience, economic, cultural, social, political, and religious, while denouncing the traditional brand of Christianity it saw as too servile. His very success was a testament to the perceived irrelevance of the tame, all-too-silent Black church. It also lent power and an aura of profundity to his every utterance, among them his fabled prediction, which lies close to the Rastafarian heart. Look to Africa when a Black king shall be crowned, for the day of deliverance is near. This prophecy attributed to Garvey was said to have been an esoteric inner interpretation of Revelation 5, verses 2-5, the pertinent part of which possessed a striking allusion to the ancient monarchy reigning in Ethiopia. Verse 5, And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. To most, perhaps, this reference may prove too arcane to interpret. To Black Christian Ethiopianists, however, those influenced by the prophecy of Psalms 68:31, these words were searchlights pregnant with meaning, and the effect must have been psychologically electric when in November 1930, an Ethiopian prince, Rastafari, was crowned emperor of the ancient monarchy, taking the throne name of Haile Selassie I. The coronation of Selassie was a singular event to those conscious and conversant in the idioms of Black folk religion, and Jamaican Black preachers like H. Archibald Dunkley and Joseph Hibbert were clearly so. Their Ethiopian-oriented Christianity, an early form of Afrocentric theology, which merged in popular consciousness with the burgeoning Garvey movement, created a psychological synergy which found expression in the Rastafarian movement, which revered Garvey as a prophet and perceived Emperor Selassie as a living god and an embodiment of prophecy, marking the time of return of the dispersed Black masses to their African homeland. You've been listening to an excerpt of Faith of Our Fathers, published by Africa World Press. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.